This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and welcome to this week's edition of Washtenaw United. The coronavirus crisis has led most of us in need in one way or another. For all too many, those needs are very basic, life-sustaining things like food, shelter, and access to health care. Each week, we explore issues of equity and opportunity in our community, and our guest today is working with her team to help fund groups and organizations that can assist in making sure having those life essentials are more accessible. Pam Smith is president and CEO of the United Way of Washtenaw County, and thanks for joining us again, Pam. I do appreciate it.
Good morning, David. It's so nice to be back. Thanks for the time.
You set out with a goal of raising and distributing $1 million. How much has been raised to this point?
Yeah, I can't believe just 4 short weeks ago we put a $1 million goal out there. And I'm happy to say that we're well on our way to reaching it. We are over $830,000 right now, and we expect to be able to announce a full completion of the goal of $1 million as soon as we collect on some of the pledges.
That's fantastic. Now, of that money, have you been able to distribute any as of yet?
Well, I'm really happy to share with you that after 1 week of the grant portal being open, we distributed $454,000. And last week, we raised that total to over $670,000. So the money is coming in. And as quick as we get it in, we're turning it back around to put it into the hands of the programs that are meeting the needs of people that really need help in our community right now.
And I absolutely want to get into some of those organizations that have already received some grant money. But before we do, I want to understand the process a little better. There are so many in need, so many nonprofits and organizations that do such vital work for the most vulnerable in our community. It has to be very difficult to decide how to allocate the money and which organizations you are going to support in this time of crisis. What is the decision-making process?
Sure. So the beauty of the United Way is that we've been doing this for 99 years in our community, and the processes and procedures and the networks are in place for us to be able to not only collect money but to distribute it very quickly. So those dollars that were coming in, we immediately set up a process and a procedure around the COVID-19 Community Relief Fund, and we knew that we wanted to make sure that it was going to the areas of highest need, that it would be an equitable distribution, and that it would go to areas and populations that really needed the help the quickest and the fastest.
So how has the money been divided and distributed to this point?
Yeah, so the dollars have gone out to the programs that were meeting frontline basic needs, food, housing, health care. And I think, you know, we started Washtenaw United, and you were so adamant in that we shared stories of hope. And that's what's so important today, is to just be able to share some of these stories where dollars are going out to really change lives. The Ann Arbor YMCA, for instance, has started essential workers child care. So they received a grant to make sure that they would have the staff to help care for all of those children whose moms and dads are going to the front line in health industries every day to not only take care of people, but we want to make sure we take care of those children as well.
And once again, this is Washtenaw United, and our conversation with United Way of Washtenaw County President and CEO Pam Smith continues on 89.1 WEMU. The YMCA, that's just one story of many. In gathering feedback from the allocations and the difference that it is making, have you heard any personal stories of how it has changed the outcome of somebody's life in this uncertain time?
Oh, yeah, so many. So those dollars, just so you know, have gone to 38 different programs in our community. And I want people to know that they can go to our website to review the full list and the dollar amounts. We're striving for full transparency. And so 38 different organizations, and we've heard so many great stories. One of the grants went to Packard Health, which is a local low-income healthcare organization. And we helped them with a grant for telehealth, you know, so people sometimes can't get to their doctor. And it's, this whole thing has really transformed ways we're doing things, right? I'm sure each of us could come up with 10 new ways that we were doing new things.
Indeed.
And so it's so great for for people to be able to get a chance to talk to their doctors, but not have to leave their house, not have to worry about transportation. So we were so grateful that, you know, Packard Health is looking at so many different ways to help their patients. We've had moms. We did a grant to DAPCO, and DAPCO helps moms with low incomes make sure they have diapers and food and formula. You know, stuff that can be so expensive. And then when you're faced with maybe the loss of your job, you have to worry about, oh no, how am I going to put diapers on my baby? So there's a program out there for that. We did a $50,000 grant to food gatherers. I know you had Eileen Spring on just a few weeks ago to make sure that we're supporting them with an operations grant. So one of the things that we changed about how we're distributing dollars is when we give that money to the organization, it's unrestricted, which means they can put it to good use however they need it within their organization. For some, that's paying additional staff dollars because volunteer hours have been, you know, dropped so dramatically. But they can put it to good use however they need it to. So Food Gatherers, I know, has used even the National Guard to distribute food in their warehouse because the volunteers just can't be there in large groups because of the order.
And that need is not going to go anywhere anytime soon. This is 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking with the United Way of Washtenaw County's COVID-19 Community Relief Fund and about how it's being put to work in the community. Our guest is President and CEO, Pam Smith. Pam, we've all seen those figures now. COVID-19 is more dramatically impacting people of color than any other segment of our population. It has once again shown us a level of systemic racism that needs to be further addressed. It seems to be there needs to be a shorter and a longer-term plan, one to provide the assistance and support in the immediate COVID-19 crisis, and then a longer-term strategy to get to the policies and procedures that will provide the opportunity for greater equity. What role do you see the United Way of Washtenaw County playing in that?
Yeah, I think that's a very good question, and one that United Way has been heavily involved in to make sure that communities of color that are just they already were struggling, and the pandemic has just exacerbated those problems and also has highlighted the structural and historical racism that exists within our community. So while we have always been here trying our very best to put forth programs and procedures that help provide equitable solutions, we'll continue to do that moving forward. I know you participated, and you were a great proponent of the 21-Day Equity Challenge mm-hmm. that we did. And that was just the beginning. We make sure that we're looking at our work through an equity lens so that the people with the highest needs are always helped to the very best of our ability.
Well, again, this COVID-19 Community Relief Fund is about to hit its $1 million goal. And again, its mission is to really provide a bit of balance to those inequities that exist today and make sure those that are most vulnerable and most in need have what they have. For all of the good $1 million can and is doing, it's a fair assumption. It's a drop in the bucket of what is really needed. Will that goal be expanded once the $1 million mark is officially hit?
Yeah, so you know United Way raises money every year and puts it right back out into the community. So in that particular essence, we'll continue doing what we do best. But yes, we've already looked and already tried to structure, you know, this was a community relief fund. Then we'll move on to a resource fund and then a resilience fund. So we're already looking at mid and long-term strategies to make sure that we're going to be here for another 99 years to help the community give, advocate, and volunteer so that we can all thrive.
And when you consider COVID-19, we're about to start rolling out slow measures that would reopen the economy. That means we're likely going to see another surge of COVID-19 cases, and we're going to be in a situation where, once again, the community need will arise. Are you prepared for that in the shorter term as well?
We will always be here to help in the very best way that we can, so yes. And before we go, David, I do want to remind people that if you are in need of help, if you are listening and in need of help, please use 211. It's a 24/7 free helpline where people can call to ask about any resource that they need, and they'll be connected to the local the closest to their zip code resource available. So I do want people to know that there is help out there. If you need it, please call 211.
And before I let you go, Pam, I do want to ask this question. Your staff has been working diligently, albeit remotely, and working extra and overtime to make sure that this COVID-19 Community Relief Fund can be best implemented and as quickly as possible. How is the staff holding up both emotionally and physically, and are you prepared to go the distance?
Thank you for asking that, David. Yes, we've taken a number of steps to make sure that our staff stays connected. We have regular Zoom check-ins. They're getting handwritten notes from the CEO at their home. We're doing different kinds of little thank yous and appreciations to them to make sure that they are making sure that they take care of themselves so that we can help others.
Well, thank you so much for the time, Pam, and I'm sure we'll talk again very soon.
Thank you, David, for your time. We appreciate you.
That is Pam Smith, President and CEO of the United Way of Washtenaw County, and our guest on Washtenaw United. This is a feature presented every Monday, and to visit the archive and get more information on today's topic and to access all of the COVID-19 related news from WEMU and NPR, go to WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.